St. Stephen Convent.
Dominicans settled in Salamanca in the 13th century, but a flood washed away their old convent, located right here. In the 15th century, the Dominican Mr. Juan Álvarez de Toledo, son of the great Duke of Alba, and known as the Terror of Flanders, who would become cardinal years later, paid for the building of this large convent, an amazing monument that we see today. Between the 15th and 17th centuries, Dominicans acquired great popularity in their theology and law studies, educating brilliant people who were the pride of the University of Salamanca. Moreover, these Dominicans were experienced cartographers. When Christopher Columbus heard about such a particularity, from November 1946 to January 1487, shares with them his theories about the Indies, but all are skeptical and take him for a fool, except for the Father Fray Diego de Deza, the Catholic Queen's confessor. This man succeeds in helping Columbus be received by the Queen, who gives support to the man who would change the history of Spain and America. The main facade of the church, designed by Juan de Álava, is sheltered under a semicircular arch. It is a mixture of Renaissance and Plateresque styles, which reminds us of the university facade, except for the non-decorated spaces in it. In a first level and over the main door, we see the relief of St. Stephen lapidation. In the second level, Christ's Calvary, very characteristic of the Renaissance style. And up in the top, under the bell in the center, the Dominican Order coats of arms, and to the left and right of the arch, the Alba House coat of arms with a Flanders lens, which can also be found in other spots in the convent as a sign of the order's gratitude to the Alba family for having paid for the construction. The church is an ample nave surrounded by chapels with a high choir, a long main nave and an altar on a great stairway so as to make it more visible. The convent was finished building in the 18th century, presenting Gothic, Renaissance and Churrigueresco styles. Inside we can find the King's Cloister, where the main Dominican thinkers are buried. We will not forget people such as Santa Teresa de Jesus, who went to confession in this convent, or San Ignacio de Loyola, who was tested on his doctrine, and most of all, Francisco de Vitoria, father of international law. Nowadays, 36 Dominican fathers live in this convent. In the year 2005, the order had the 750-year anniversary of its foundation.